Yeah, Gangsters Mongo. Oh, it's Damien. Hi, my name is Damien Roden, aka Gangsters Mongo and Rebel, and this is The Reasoning. Yeah, of course, definitely, the law of attraction is real. It was said that creation, in every scripture, every religion, them say, creation was developed from the Lord's thought, then the Lord said, and the Lord made. Naturally. Video game at the moment. PUBG, we are going to play now. Me with them want to play Free Fire with them. I'll try it out in there. But originally, you know, FIFA, every year FIFA, Modern Warfare, and I think name Killzone. If I ever forget to give thanks, Jah, please remind me. If I ever get lost, please. I was one of my most godly moment. One of the most divine thing me ever utter from my band. Yeah, most definitely. A line that will most passion me ever write. That whole song. As the song say, it's a prayer, and as the lyrics say, it's my ode to the Most High. Like as I said earlier, me actually I talk to me Almighty in that song. Watch a style now, Jamar. Record Bad Like High on a Sweat Rhythm Thursday. It got played Friday. It got played Saturday. And I made dub plate money on Sunday. On Monday, everybody was looking at me and approaching me and dealing with me different than Wednesday. Seen? We proceeded to record on Foundation Rhythm. Those other two songs. AK's Double Mode Shotgun, Beta Bunks, Momentum, proceed to do Heavenly, Hold Her in My Arms, Momentum, we proceed to do Flipping Rhymes, Momentum. So it was natural as we start write the song. Matter of fact, there's a Sizzla Kalonji song called Blaspheme. I don't know if a lot of people know that song. Now, I was listening to that song. So, the topic and the specs.
No be glorious in thy sight. Amazing are your deeds. Great is the might. I wouldn't displease to bring a bold same in my life.
So, I want to write a song like that. So, automatically, when everything starts to take place, it just gave me a reason to write the song. So I started writing the lines. As may I say, I'm, like what I said, the 23rd Psalms and all these prayers, me I write my own psalm. So each line was very personal. Each line is a promise, is a vow. Each line is a thanks. Is a beg for forgiveness, is a each line is a line to the Almighty. Now, by the time I write the first verse, I'm so excited that I call the producer, Dan Carleone, and I say, yo, I have an idea. And I say, let me hear it. And I hum the melody to him and he say, all right, yeah, man, give me 5 minutes and call him back. So when he ring me and say, call back. He ring, hang up and say, call him back. So when me call, apparently he recorded. He said, sing it again. So I'm sing and I'm record it. In a couple of hours, I go through the computer, I play two things, go through the computer, go play two things. I call him out in a 2 hour, 3 hour. So forward. So now, when I hear the rhythm, Jamar, water run out of my eye, brother. I sat beside the console, computer console, but in a studio, I go. You know, I kind of beside the console. from Tolo made, the rhythm I play on my ear, the melody I resonate with the rhythm, I hear the lyrics I resonate with the rhythm, the harmony in the rhythm, I say, tip, 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 choir, everything. This, it's unbelievable, fam. See ya. Bring me to tears. So even through the whole recording, if people can listen in depthly, if people can listen in depthly throughout the recording, you'll realize they hear a tearful voice. Who do I look up to in dancehall and reggae? Peter Tosh. Cape Town, Caesar Calandry. Bang. Oh God, this is natural. Rodney Price, a big influence. Much respect to the killer, you know. The doctor. Even Adi. You know? Yeah. And I think that the span of dancehall and reggae. I mean, Sa, you can't forget Sa. And Nancy, then them chop them thing too. Definitely. No, those were the original sounds we grew up on, you know. And out of the whole pack, out of the whole genre itself, them people were people me pay attention to when the film song I play or if I perform. Tosh was articulating in the vibe of chill. I mean, like it or not like it. And as in, you know, the Bob influence, Bob brought the genre and the culture to a wider diaspora, so to speak. I was accepted by a wider diaspora. The rest of my name mentioned him come expound and expand upon that. I mean, all positive contributions. Gargamel. Oh, you can't forget Gargamel. Yeah, man, all of them people, I should say the whole industry, you know, but these are the major fuck individuals there. Have an effect upon me and even the career I have now. My first memorable stage performance occurred when I was about 18. And somewhere there about. So this is about 1998. The entire thing called the Red Label Superstar Song Competition. Now this was way before all others. So Red Label put on this competition of the same manner, same status, same stature, requirements, all these things. So we had entered a song called Who Drink Out the Red Label Wine. It's a collaboration with me and my uncle. Name of go by the name Lalumba Milabi. At the time, people knew him as Thirsty. So, on entering the competition, we had one disadvantage. The requirements required for us to enter on an original rhythm with an original song. We enter with an original song, whether it was time stipulation or plus resource and availability. We never have an original rhythm to submit. But we recorded the song anyway. I think it was Stagalaka or Slim Thing, one of them original dance rhythm there, a record song for. We submit it. Get a call, say, they might give you a qualifying pass, but we have to rectify the rhythm section. So happened that we got rehearsals in preparation for the first part of the show. Rough Cut was playing.
rough cut about the band, for sure. So,
Nigel Staff and Jummy instantly make a rhythm right there, so. For the song. See? So, Nigel Staff said, I'm going to create a rhythm instantly on spot for the song. That was done. We move on to the next round. We have the qualifying rounds. I think we did a couple of parishes in our qualifying. We reached up to the semi-final. So we did a semi-final performance. First big performance now we are going to make. As answer the question as we asked, it was in Pier 1, Montego Bay. Now you can imagine, I just started this a couple months ago, so to speak. I'm up on big stage now, Galito Gabia, Pier 1. You know, this is like the big show them I keep on that side of them time then. Venue, bram! People gone over, so hang over in a sea. But when we see the reaction, Jaja, see me run out. I say, oh, drink out the red label wine. Papa, I see you run on me. Forward and forward. Dada. And just charge the battery. Ready, you know. Move on to the finals. So we do the finals at the now closed Countryside Club in Arfitree. Now people will even know, so right in front of the bus park. That was the big venue, Countryside Club, right beside, adjacent to Zip. See? Anyway, this one now, I go there at the finals with them have feature performances, pan show, everything. So, the first time I go there, and I see in proximity with Dini, Tanto Metro Devante. Like, aha. A big part of Shocking Vibes Rasta at the time. Yeah, Ali Cat. Can him perform on the shows, you know? Star act them at the time, and we run out there, we win the prize. We got first prize. So those two shows at the time were two of my first memorable performances when we record and We try to maintain that standard. I always want to see them forward. Travis Scott. I get those goosebumps every time. I die in the room. I grew up and I listen enough rap music, you see me? So as the artist them forward in transition, we gravitate to a particular sound. So right now, Travis. Been listening to Travis for a little while. Definitely. Opportunity arises, no question. Well, at 18, I could read, but I would tell my 18-year-old self to read more. Why? Information can't too much. At this point in time now, it is deemed as one of the most valuable entities, assets, you know, upon the planet. Information. I mean, in them say knowledge is power. And a man is a fool to what he don't know. So if you don't want to be a fool, try to know. Education. Similar to what I just said a while ago. You're a fool if you don't know. Even as far as the entertainment part go, the difference with us artists now and artists before us, the thing called paperwork, information, same here. So, yes. Major factor.
And me pull up in a t-shirt and a ripped jeans. Gold make my neck bright and my wrist gleam. Eyes from the pendant and the kicks clean. Glass in my flawless, pristine. When I live the big life and the big dream. Girl, I watch me like a big star on the big screen. From me a 16, up I a 16. Till me upgrade to boss level 116. Them a say me do it S-I-M-P-L-E. Girl, I give me TLC. We pull up in the Mercedes. GLE, I'm something like a VIP. They must send me do it S-I-S-I-S-I-M-P-L.
A gangster as Munga and Rebel, Damien Roden, Hilltop General, and this was The Reasoning. And we out.
Blink, blink, tell them flink, blinks. Tell DJ a cup one flink, a blinky links. At leaf in a stinky stink. And tell Briscoe for loading. We are just to make sure bring the drinks.